As a successful negotiator, you will need to learn how to separate the people from the problem. Focus on interests, yours and theirs. Communicate well. Create mutually beneficial options. Use objective, fair standards. Let's take a look at an example for each one. Separate the person or the people from the problem. If a person or people feel personally threatened, they may grow defensive. You want to attack the problem without blaming the person or people. Within our family, instead of hearing, "The kitchen is a mess," it is less offensive to say, "Who has kitchen duty on the chore chart tonight?" Or, "My husband has learned that our bank account is low," might be a simple question to identify a problem, but is received much better when phrased, "When will your check be deposited?" Number two, focus on interest, yours and theirs. Do your homework. What are their interests? Perhaps there will be other people involved besides the person you are negotiating with. Sometimes it helps to have an informal introduction or meeting before you actually begin negotiations. If you are selling your house, the real estate agent may be talking to your husband. He may be unaware that you are making the final decisions. It is in the best interest of the agent to find out what you care about. Ask questions of experts and be sure to listen to their feedback. Educating yourself on the topic so that you are able to negotiate intelligently with the other side will show exactly how important and legitimate their interests are to you. Near the beginning of a negotiation, in this example, you might choose to say something like, "I have determined what would be fair market value by looking at the appraisals of the other homes selling in your neighborhood." And yet, realize that important interests will include the ages of their children and what schools are in the area, the commute time to the office, and so forth. Yes, hear what they want, and you will get what you want also. As a negotiator, think of yourself as a partner in a side-by-side search for fair agreement that's advantageous to both of you. Let's talk about communicating well. Requirements for communicating well will include preparing a clear and concise message. Make time to think your position out in advance before you ever meet to negotiate. Know what you're going to say and how you're going to say it. Know how to ask for what you want. Be confident and convincing about your knowledge, your skill sets, the understanding that you have, compassion, and the concern for their interest. Secrets to use for communicating well in business and at home include setting the tone for good communication. When your 16-year-old comes home from school and you ask him how his day was, I continue to ask him, even if all I get is "it was okay," as he runs up the stairs talking on his cell phone or frantically texting. When we sit down to dinner at the dinner table, we will begin to share his day. If, on the other hand, I immediately make a comment about the time he spends on his phone when he gets home from school, I find myself in negotiations with him all evening about texting because that's all he does. Perhaps even after those negotiations take place, I end up taking his phone away from him.